USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mexico is slapping tariffs on billions of dollars in American goods in retaliation to Trump tariffs on steel and aluminum. American pork producers in particular will be hurt by these tariffs, as Mexico is the largest export market for U.S. pork. The White House communications aide who made light of John McCain's brain cancer is now out of a job.
Kelly Sadler faced a lot of fire last month in her response to Senator John McCain's opposition of Gina Haspel as CIA director. She said it didn't matter what McCain thought because he's dying anyway. A statement from the White House simply says that Sadler is no longer with the administration.
That's correspondent Wendy King. Fashion icon Kate Spade, who committed suicide yesterday, reportedly left a note asking her teenage daughter not to blame herself. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Eight states held primaries yesterday, the biggest primary day of the year so far, but voting did not go so smoothly in the state of California. A printing mistake there left over 100,000 names off the voter registry in Los Angeles County. In the California Senate race, incumbent Dianne Feinstein will advance in November, and a President Trump ally, Devin Nunes, received most of the vote in California's 22nd congressional district. A veterans care bill will be getting President Trump's signature during a White House ceremony in a matter of hours. The measure gives vets expanded access to private care at taxpayer expense. Proponents say it will help relieve the backlog at VA health centers all across the country. Critics, though, warn the measure is part of a broader Republican effort to privatize the VA. The restaurant chain IHOP saying it could change its name soon to IHOB, although it's not saying what the B would stand for. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Officials say hundreds of additional homes have been destroyed on Hawaii's Big Island by a wide, slow-moving river of lava in the southeast corner of the island. A Hawaii County spokesperson saying they don't have an actual count yet, but they believe Tuesday may have been the most destructive day yet since the Kilauea volcano began erupting over a month ago. The estimate of hundreds of homes lost would more than double the 117 homes that had been confirmed destroyed when the week began. Officials have been warning people living in that area to evacuate for days. And former NBA star and friend to Kim Jong-un, Dennis Rodman, is reportedly going to be in Singapore next week, quite coincidentally, just as President Trump is holding a summit with the North Korean leader there. Rodman will apparently arrive a day before that June 12th meeting. It's not clear what he's planning on doing in Singapore, but Rodman has visited the isolated North Korea leader five times over the past several years on different occasions, once singing happy birthday to Kim Jong-un and presenting a copy of President Trump's Art of the Deal. Rodman telling TMZ he doesn't want to take the credit for the current move towards dialogue between the two nations, but he says his relationship with Kim probably hasn't hurt either. And again, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.